Hi, I'm Rob Pritchard and I'm the sports editor at Manx Radio. The Isle of Man's athletic scene remains a diverse and evolving environment with a rich variety of different disciplines and roles to get involved in. Since 2023, one of those tasked with supporting the island's athletics infrastructure in many ways is Isle of Man Athletics Development Officer Ollie Lockley. He's no stranger to representing himself and the island at international level, but away from his own competitive objectives, he's tasked with helping athletics as a whole on Manx shores to flourish and develop. He's been speaking with us at Manx Radio, coming up to 2 years in his role, about the work they're doing to improve island athletics and what challenges and concerns they're looking to address in the long run.
Yeah, it's been nearly 2 years since I started the role, and it's been really varied, which I enjoy. Lots of things that I've sort of learned a lot from people that are already on the committee and people who have sort of been and gone. One of my mentors was Andy Fox, who has been involved with athletics for years and involved with Manx Harriers and still is. So yeah, he showed me the ropes early on, and now after about 6 months into the role, I've sort of taken it by myself, and I have a nice amount of autonomy, but also I get to work with a good team within Isle of Man Athletics.
Given now a bit of time has passed, what have been in your role your key priorities, if you like? What are the sort of things that you've singled out since taking on the role that you really like to address in Isle of Man Athletics?
Yeah, so my main points, I guess, for my job is to improve the participation, volunteering, officiating, and coaching across the board, basically. Obviously, it's quite hard to measure, but the things that I've got in place. So, first of all, with the coaching, we collaborated with England Athletics last year to get a level one and level two coaching course here on the Isle of Man. So we successfully got some tutors over from the UK. They came over on the island for a week, and we had the coaching course up at St. Ninian's and at the NSC. So we had 13 people in total that took part on the course, and they are currently working, they have qualified or are currently working towards their qualification. So as of now and in the next couple of months, we'll have 13 new coaches, which will be going into the clubs, helping at Manx Youth Games sessions and any community sessions as well. So that's going to be a massive help, because coaches, we're all only getting older. So, there's coaches that are sort of leaving the sport. So to have that new blood come through is great. Volunteers are always hard to come by. So obviously coaches do fall under that bracket, but when I say volunteers, I mean sort of officiators, helpers, marshals, people, even people that make tea and biscuits at races and stuff. We need those people. So I created a volunteer awards scheme, which is kindly sponsored by Altenar. So we've collaborated with Altenar. So the scheme is basically an award scheme. So after so many milestones, you get rewarded. So the milestones are 5, 10, 15, 20 and 25 events, and then a 50th event. So however many events you marshal or help at, you get a stamp, and then when you collect stamps you get rewards. So all the rewards are kindly bought by Altenar, so that's a massive help. And we have 5 people who have reached 50. I think it's been 14 months since the scheme started. And we have Ray Cox, John Whitlow, Petra Atchison, Diane Bernie Schimmel, and Maura and Jeff Hall, who have all hit 50 events, which is great. And obviously we're getting new volunteers that are coming through every month, really.
And just on that point, it's something I've spoken about with you before. Actually, when you were taking up the role, this is something you said you wanted to target going forward, that there's that longevity, there's that consistency in who's involved in it. A lot of the people who take on volunteering roles, of which there are plenty that still need to be filled for so many different events, a lot of these people are selfless people. They want to give up their time to help others and to help events and clubs. How important is it, like you say, with the incentive program, that there is some way that the likes of the hierarchy in Isle of Man Athletics, if you want to call it that, can give something back to let them know that their work doesn't go unnoticed?
Yeah, exactly that. Like, I think primarily people are getting involved because they want to help, first and foremost. And then the secondary gain to that is, giving something back to them, whether that's, a nice jacket when they're standing in the cold, or just some, you know, incentives and things like that. Because, you know, without the volunteers, we just simply wouldn't have any events at all. And I'm guilty of this being an athlete, you know, as well. Like, more so when I was younger, you just kind of take it for granted when you turn up to an event and get to run or compete. And you don't actually realize the work that goes on behind the scenes. So with having started this role, I can sort of appreciate that a lot more. And yeah, it is nuts actually how many people it takes to have an event, and trying to get people into the sport and also to stay, more importantly, is the tricky thing. So to having this scheme, I think, has helped that. And again, just anything we can do to help and support our volunteers is the utmost important thing we can do.
And when it comes to either athletes or volunteers or both, there are obviously so many different disciplines of athletics that take place on the Isle of Man, a lot of different clubs running different events. Are there any particular areas that you and others think that, whether it comes to athletes or volunteers or the infrastructure, if you like, that have needed maybe just a little bit more attention, for example, to get them to a point where they are on a par at the very least with what's going on in other parts of the island or different clubs, if you see what I mean?
Yeah, athletics is strange because it is effectively several sports in one sport, which makes it a blessing and a curse. So I think it's obvious to say that road running in particular is taken off and is very popular among all age groups. And, you know, there's no real, in terms of like trying to develop that area, it kind of does it itself, which is great. So the areas that do need work are obviously more so the field events, I think, like the throwing events and the jumps, and even race walking is doing quite well. It's, you know, it's always, you know, there's always a limited amount of people, but they seem to be quite consistent with who they get and the people that stay there. So yeah, the field events are gonna need work. So it might be a case of you know, trying to get into the schools and approach it that way. We do have a CPD course, so England Athletics tutors coming over next year, who was going to help with teachers and coaches to develop throw skills and throwing events. So that'll be great. And then, you know, hopefully we can get that into the schools, and then if, you know, we just get, you know, a few kids across the schools to come and join a club, that'll be great.
I suppose that brings me back to a point that you raised before about getting new coaches on board as well, because some of the disciplines, for example, I mean, just off the top of my head, when you think of the likes of, you know, javelins or pole vaults, they're quite specialised in terms of the tutoring mm-hmm. that they need as well. Just how vital is it that we are seeing new coaches coming into the sport, and sometimes into these specialist areas, to make sure that people just have a chance to have a go at it, whether they want to have big ambitions or not, to make sure it's there and it's available?
Yeah, exactly. That's a challenge, obviously, with you know, with the level one, well, the assistant coach and athletics coach awards that we put on, like level one, the old level one, level two. You effectively can coach all disciplines, with the exception of like the pole vault and the hammer, I believe. So, but you doesn't mean to say you can't. It just means that, you know, you have to just do further qualifications to get there. So we do have one person who is kind of going down that route, which is great. So, and obviously then it's trying to keep them in the sport, and like you say, trying to make people aware that this is an option, that if you do want to do pole vault, then, you know, we have that avenue where you know, someone could go down that route. Obviously, just where we live with the weather is always you know, that can have drawbacks. Like, we don't have any indoor facilities, especially for things like the pole vault. So there's a lot of times where training sessions are cancelled and things like that. But, you know, we can't help that. But, you know, hopefully if we can just make more people aware that this is an option, then yeah, it'll go from there.
And outside of that, of course, over the last couple of years, as has been the case in the past as well, we're starting to see in different disciplines new names on the Isle of Man emerging in different events. I mean, obviously we've seen, you know, the great work that Krista Kane's done in some of the long distance events. You look at someone like Regan Corrin, for example, in some of the track events, and that's just to name two. There are plenty more that are starting to emerge. So from your side of things, how much pride does that give you and the people that are involved that we're seeing, not necessarily just in younger athletes coming through, but those who are taking it up and starting to excel with the options they've already got here?
Yeah, I think it's amazing to see. And yeah, it's just great. Like, it just shows that we do have a, you know, obviously nothing's perfect. And, you know, us as an association, the clubs, we're always working to strive to be better. But it just shows that you can enter the sport and excel and get to the top level, at least nationally. Obviously, you know, when I'm down at the track and I see Regan down there, for example, and like you mentioned, Krista, like, you know, they're both down there training hard and, you know, they're putting in the work, and it just shows that, you know, they can compete with the best in the UK and Europe. So, yeah, it just proves that it can happen.
Just a couple more questions, I suppose, really for you personally, as well as anyone in athletics here on the Isle of Man will know. Of course, you've been flying the flag in international events as and when you can over the last few years as well. Commonwealth Games, to name just one. There's been plenty of others. So for you personally, in terms of a competitive side of things, have you got any particular plans coming up in the next 12 months?
Yeah, so I've had a couple of good races recently, and I'm doing a couple of races in Europe next year. So the first being 10K in Valencia. Well, I'll try and go for the Commonwealth Games standard in the 10K, and then potentially a marathon in April. So yeah, we'll see. But some races on the horizon for sure.
And finally, again, from personal side of things, we're back to your development officer role. Looking forward, like you've already said, it's been nearly 2 years since you took up the role. You feel there's been progress made in a number of areas, maybe some other things to look at. So again, in the next, I suppose, 12 months or whichever, for you as a development officer, what are the priorities and maybe some of the challenges do you think you and Isle of Man Athletics might have to overcome or address?
Yeah, so my priorities will stay pretty similar, to be honest. You know, probably more so looking at the officiating side of things and trying to get more officials involved. It's a little harder than the coaching because there's so many different officiating roles that you can do, and each one requires a different course, so it's not quite as easy as just bringing over a tutor and having, you know, one course that kind of covers everything. So yeah, it's trying to making people aware that these roles need to be filled, and we will support people if they want to go away and do these courses. All the information on how to become an official, how to become a coach, a volunteer, whatever it is all up on the Isle of Man Athletics website. And if anyone needs any help, then they can contact me. So that will be the main area, is to try and improve the officiating, and then, yeah, just trying to get people into the sport and to stay. And I strongly believe the more people we can get, we're only going to get, you know, better athletes that come from it. But more importantly, hopefully we can just have a flourishing sporting community where people are enjoying themselves.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.